lot has happened since then.
Baruch Hashem.
Thank God.
Okay, we're holding here Perek Chaf, I think.
Yes.
So it was the middle of the Shaila about Christ Baruch Shaila Rishayna as regards Avram Avinu getting the Mila, Nashinir Lona Bitshuva Shaila Shnia, which is the Kiyum Kolat Torah Kula and so on. Ki Chiluke Madregas Hayo Binyan Zeh. They're different dargas. Ki Avram ayim mekayim kol ha-toru kula pidas chachomim ashe ein lozim kabalosim chachmasam. That the Avram Avinu was mekayim kol ha-toru kula. That's what Chazal said, and we have to accept what Chazal said. In other words, he's taking this literally. V'zeh ki Avram hayu miyuchad b'yoseh kayim kol ha-toru. Avram was miyuchad to be mekayim kol ha-toru. V'zeh kimayalas Avram dovka b'chochma al-yoyna l'kach haya Avram b'frat miyuchad al-toru. So it's something that was natural to Avram. It was something about Avram's madrega that was be'etzem shayach to Torah, and that's why he was able to keep kol ha-toru. Ki ben gimel shanim hika Avram es b'yroi u'me'acha she'Avram miyuchad b'zeh b'loikin yitzu Yaakov rak ki kibla Avram. Lekachay Avram gankim kaim ashnois hasechal yin hazeh. Ulekachay Avram miyuchad kaim kol ha-toru. So he says that Avram Avinu's kiyum ha-toru was innate to him. This was his natural. It's like the difference between somebody who is born with the ability to play music, and it's natural to him, as opposed to somebody who is learned from somebody else. Avram Avinu was a natural and was shaykh to him b'miuchad. V'oid, yesh chalom b'chochma, ki midas Avram midas Torah. There's something about Avram Avinu's midah be'etzem, that's midas ha-Torah. Ki ha-Torah tekar teres chesed, dechsiv v'teres chesed l'shayna. V'zeh mitzad ki ha-Torah drocher d'achinoyim chol zivaseh ha-Shalim. V'af kasha timtza b'Torah misas u'krisas, so the matter of Torah itself in the world is be'etzim. There should be toiv and atava. It's called Torah's chesed drocher d'achinoyim. So that's what it's be'etzim. V'davar ze ramzu chachmei emes perikam v'desoyte tanya rabsulim loy oimer ha-Torah t'chosim mas chasodim t'chosim mas chasodim t'chosim mas chasodim v'yaseh shem l'odom ishtoi kosin tzorim v'yabishem v'sefik mas chasodim sivik v'yitzu begay biru v'ze davar gadol ki kol inyan ha-Torah k'di l'hamid ha-toyv sheh ba'olam v'lefik ha-tzolotzim mas chasodim sh'asiyas toyv ni odom v'tachas ha-Torah toyv v'gomer. He's over here. So Torah is something that, because its purpose is chesed, its purpose is to give the person the good that should be his, b'meila it sits well with Avram, and it's possible for Avram to innately be oimerad. Now he says like this, now he's going to bring a chazal. It's Yerushalmi. V'zeh shama b'medrish, mimina esh los lamoi. It says that Torah was a white fire on a black fire. Bir ze ki ha'esh dava she'ena gashmi, ki ein ba'esh guf gashmi. Esh is something that's not physical. Ulefika kol dava she'ena gashmi nikra esh. So whenever we want to use a metaphor for something that's not physical, we use fire. Ratzaloima, ki ein mitzvahs ha-Torah inyan gashmi. So the first thing is, the purpose of Torah is not the physical benefit of it. So whenever we speak about why a certain inyan is... he's here, he's with me. Why a certain inyan is... why a certain inyan is Torah? We say it's never for the physical benefit, but rather because it's some ruchnistic expression. Kasheir adam betchil samachshava shat Torah kol inyana seida v'nimus kim adam gashul vad. So when you look at it at the beginning, it sounds as if this is the best way to run your life, physically, socially, and so on. It's not. Torah is Eish. So a person could have thought Torah is a way to have a society that lives well. So just like, for instance, when you had the Greek philosophers who spoke about the Mila of, you know, their philosophy was how to build a society that's a very good society. But when they said good, they meant it functions well, it functions successfully, it does well. It would be Kiyum Kibbutz Ne'odom, Mashkoz Ne'odom. Aval Eina Dovakam, it's not like that. Ke Eina Torah Noisish Lo Inyan Gashmi. The topic of the Torah is not the physical world. It's not how to run a physical world. I want to add a point, and this is a point that I guess some people ask. We do find in the Gemara, on this Pasuk Drachei Darchei Noam, that it does affect physical realities. The Mashal. The Gemara uses Drachei Darchei Noam as a halachic principle in the case of where somebody, for instance, the Gemara has a shaila, what type of plant is good for hadas? And the Gemara says maybe hirduf. And the Gemara says, well, being it's poisonous to animals, it's not going to be drachei darchei noam. And the Gemara has a question in yibum about waiting a certain amount of time. If let's say a woman is pregnant, you have to wait till she gives birth, whether it's drachei darchei noam or not. So the Gemara does consider what seems to be physical, positive, some realities as part of Torah. And the answer is, I guess the right way of saying it is, even though it's not the matara of Torah, and the purpose of Torah is not to enhance our physical life, but one understands that it will not become deleterious to a physical life. There's not going to be harmful effects of it in a physical life. So even though the good that the Torah is aiming for is a ruchnistic good, but it will not create and that's really Drachei Darchei Noam means its roadway is also pleasant. So I guess if we can give a mashal, a person is when you're standing when you're standing by an airport and you're waiting for those vans to take you to your motel or hotel or whatever it is, a fancy hotel tends to have a nicer van, and a schlocky hotel tends to have a schlocky one. And, you know, somebody, you see the motorcycle drives up, anybody want, you know, the dollar motel, you know that, you know, the reason is you say that the vehicle is in line with the tachlis. That seems to sit reasonably well with us. That if something's tachlis is a very fancy place, then probably the vehicle that gets you there is also going to look like that. If the place that you're going to is really run down and in the pits, probably the vehicle that will take you there is not going to be a Mercedes or BMW. It's going to be a Schmata. Even though the good that we speak about in the Torah is a physical good, a ruchnistic good, but this world, since it's sort of parallel, it's not going to run counter to that world. It's not going to create an issue. So he says, "Olekach Omar." Basically what we're saying is it's a non-physical entity whose content is the good, and we will say it is the non-physical good. So the tachlis of Torah, the yisod of Torah, is to bring out the ruchnistige good. There is tov, but it also might not be emes. In other words, emes is to us something much more firm and rigid. So we could possibly have tov, but it's not emes. So you have the two midas of tov and emes. Let's give an example of what we mean tov that's not emes and so on. Imagine, and this is the Maral speaks about Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu said Bama Eida, and it says that's why he was punished. So Maral explains that Bama Eida is not just a, it wasn't a chet of a lack of bitachon. The lack of certainty stemmed from the following aspect of his midah. Avraham Avinu's midah was chesed. So imagine somebody sends me in every week a check for $1,000. So it's very, very nice, but I'm never sure that it's going to last because it's not based on anything. I mean, it's based on kindness and goodness. So that's very, very nice and it's wonderful, but it's not substantial. It's not built on any reality. But let's say I work and I do work that is worth it. So then the money that I get is worth it. The money that I get is reality. It's real money and it's solid and it's reality. So here also, this is something that Torah itself is love, but it's not, one would suspect it might not have the state of emes. So the eish chayra, the black fire is the emes that it's built on. It's the eish chayra. It says eish levana charusa beish chayra. So the eish chayra is the background, and that's so to speak what it's etched in. Let's give another example, I guess, which is somewhat common. You meet sometimes people who are cold, cold-nosed businessmen. Everything is a hard game, and it's make the dollar where I can, and then push and shove, and so on and so forth. And I see, well, that's brutal economic reality. It's people pushing their weight and shoving and getting their way, and the stronger one wins, etc., etc., etc. That's one end of it. The other end of the spectrum is people who preach kindness and goodness and giving, but it seems a beautiful, beautiful world, very, very, very sweet and pious, but it seems to be cut off from any sense of reality. You don't really think, there's something about it which is like a utopia of sorts, not really reality. So it's a bubble of sorts where you have this like sort of a convent of nuns where everybody just kind of just does for everybody else and it's that. But it's not anchored in any real, a real society couldn't function that way because it's not anchored in real life. Torah is a way of toiv, which its essence is toiv, but it's anchored in mitzias. And that's where the element of midas din comes in, and that's why it can last. People can live this way. It's both economically real, and it's kindness and goodness. So he says, "Umneki yesh toiv ve'imui muskel emes, aval Torah yesh madrega zois sheisoit shel hakol nivna lav hu atoiv eloiki vu emes bar moed." Lafikach amak suva beish chayra. Ke enda ve yose nika mavurim in eish shacha, shu nika legamri. Lachain inyin atayra yesh ba shnei dvar. She is soit shala atay ve loiki. Ume kol makom dvarem mavurim nikar moid. So even though it's goodness in essence, but the things are real. the clear. Well, the kam is bar out. Well, the kach shtei yesh shemus yesh la teira. Teira is chesed. Yesh a kol inyin a teira lasas a toiva loiki. Well, kineget ze eish levona. Vinikr is teira is emes. Ne amitas advaran shem brurim be teira. Well, the kach yicharusa be yishchera shunikar lagamri. I want to add another possible knetch in this mizug of chesed and emes. So he's saying over here that the content of Torah is chesed, and that becomes and that's anchored in emes and so on. It's something which is, I guess, maybe the same point but a little bit of a deeper knetch. The what Torah teaches us through chesed is that the emes of the world is chesed. L'mashal, no person enters this world on his own. Nobody gives birth to himself. Every person's existence is the result of someone else gifting existence to him, endowing it to him. A human being has many, many more years of dependency than any animal has. I mean, we spend, I think, probably of all the animals, we have the longest years and percentage of our years where we're so dependent. So our beginning rests on chesed. Every person, an animal, as soon as it becomes infirm, it gets eaten up, pushed away, and as soon as it gets weak, it stops existing. We depend on our existence for a fair amount of years, where physically we could be pushed out. So HaTov, Chesed, is really, in a sense, the fundamental of our existence. We wouldn't exist. So Chesed in this world is emes. It's not something that I'm defying reality by preaching Chesed. That is real. It's fascinating. You never, the Nazi, I don't call it philosophy, ideology, was this point exactly. I mean, their point was nature has a reality, and those people who preach kindness and goodness, such as those who want to help all sorts of handicapped and otherwise disadvantaged people, are doing the world an injustice. The world is meant to weed out the sick, the ill, the infirm, the incapable, and so on. And that's why Hitler, besides the Jews, he wiped out anyone in Germany that was not a well person. That was the shita, that chesed, and he accused the Jews and Christianity specifically of imposing chesed as a crippling effect on society. A society takes its resources and quote-unquote wastes it on the sick, the infirm, the elderly, and so on, then he's basically they take away resources from the strong parts of society. That's why it says it's written by Shachar, because each Shachar is extremely clear. Shunikal gamri. Lekach inyan, lekach inyan Torah, yesh shnei dvarim. She soit shela is a toiv aloiki, ume kongre avurar, lekach shtei shem shtei Torah, ches Torah, emes, mitas a dvarim, and so on. Ume pnei ze Avram, she midos ha chesed, roi mitzach na Torah. So Avram, who has the chesed part of it, is certain roi to Torah, she Torah, Torah, chesed. Vizem midos ha shel Avram, o lekach kiim Avram kol ha Torah mei atzmoy. So he says something very, very fascinating. Avraham Avinu's Midah is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's central Midah. It's the Midah of Chesed. Yaakov Avinu seems to have grabbed onto something which is a central Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Midah of Emes. Yet, Avram's Midah is something that you can attain a sort of an ultimate achievement in it, as opposed to Yaakov's Midah, which you can't. So let's give an example. If I have a government with different departments and different openings for jobs, so the Prime Minister, if he appoints me Minister of Defense, that means I have the greatest amount of power over the defense establishment that anyone could have, but only defense establishment. And the same thing is true with Department of Justice and all departments. Let's say I become the Prime Minister's assistant. I'm Deputy Prime Minister, something like that. So there, theoretically, I have more sweeping powers than anyone because I am involved in defense and in justice and in agriculture and everything else. But since this is the Prime Minister's domain, I only have partial power here, because it's the central office. So if I'm an appointee, in the peripheral offices, I can have 100% power. In the 100% office, I can have a percentage of power. So Midas Chesed, I can say a person can be Sholem Midas Chesed. And Midas Emes up to a point, because this is the world that Sheker and I can't. Lekach mitzat midas emes in roi oylam azel atayra she emes. Rak Avram she midas ha-chesed v'roi ala oylam azel dafke. Lekach Avram mitzat amidah zois roi liyo yistavik peter legamri. Lekach kiim Avram kol atayra kulo. Av b'medrish amru b'schus Yaakov nasati ter li Yisrael. K'me shamayla b'chibo gvuras Hashem. So yes, there's a certain inyan, and it's obviously going to reflect the fact that his Midah is emes. But akalpanim, Avraham Avinu himself could be mekayim kol haTorah kulo, because in as regards the aspects of toiv, it's 100%. And the way he's saying it in Torah itself, that is the core definition of Torah, that it's toiv, and everything else is something which is just there to add to it, substitute, and so on. Next, Yitzchak never mitzvah shechita shnei sona kelecha. So what he's trying to, what he's going to demonstrate, the morale is that each av got the particular mitzvahs that were shaykh to him specifically, something that played along to his midah. By Yitzchak it says mitzvah shechita shnei sona kelecha. V'yadua k'ashchitu noita midas adin. Shchita is a type of midah, obviously that's shaykh to midas adin. V'lakach hoya midas Yitzchok l'kayim ha-mitzvah zois. K'moshoy midas Avram chol ha-teiro. L'kach hoya midas Yitzchok l'mitzvah shchita. U'midas Yaakov l'midas ha-shabbos. It says by Yaakov that he was misak in Shabbos, ki ha-shabbos hu roi al-midoso yishnema im toshev mi-shabbos raglecho b'yoyim ha-shabbos v'karosa le-shabbos oynig v'chalticho nachasak v'avichu v'armazal kolom anik Shabbos is noisen lachal yimitzorim shnema v'chalticho nachasak v'avichu loik Avram shnema boi kumis halach b'aretz al-karoch bo loik yitzok shnema boi kikolach azachas atzatzael al-ki Yaakov shnema v'fratzik v'am v'keidmo harei ki ha-shabbos shaykh ha-midas Yaakov. Now, why is that? But let's just see maybe to the end of the paragraph. Areika Shabbos Ural Mitz Yaakov. Ulkach Mishemanegoy said Gim Nachas Yaakov. Vadovu Mevuah Chacham Hashem Lefneize Vekrosa Shabbos Oynig Vekleish Hashem Mechubed. So he says in Vekrosa Shabbos Oynig Ukdush Hashem Mechubed. In the inyan of Kedusha, that's Miyuchat Yaakov. Vakedusha Befrat Yaakov. Dichsiv Vekedusha Skreis Yaakov. Vinyaze enka mekoimoi ulkach kolechot kiyem ha-mitzvahs haruyim lefi midasei. So everyone was mekayim the mitzvahs that were right to him, and Yaakov, the mitzvah Shabbos, was specific to Yaakov. Now, let's talk a little bit about this over here. That this midah was specific to Yaakov of Shabbos. So he does speak about Kedusha, and the fact Kedusha is something which is mufka from this world, and so on, and he speaks about it. I want to maybe approach it from a different akuda, why Yaakov is specific for Shabbos. And it's interesting, the specific nekuda of Shabbos that's mentioned, it says Vayichen Yaakov, it says he was Misaken Eruvei Tchumim. Of all the mitzvahs, Tchum doesn't seem to be must. I mean, Tchum is only an essay, and doesn't seem to be of all the mitzvahs. Why would that be the most important one? Also, you see in the pasuk, Nachal Sagavicha, Nachal Olamitzarim. It's all about land. Kumis Halpar to Lorachpa, Lorachpa. It's something that is. There's something about midas of makom, space and place that seems to miyuchad to Yaakov. I'm trying to understand a little bit why. In the alignment of the three midas, so Avram has a certain mida, Yitzchak has a certain mida, and Yaakov has a mida that seems to be the balance of the two midas. The mida of Yaakov is the balancing out of Avram's versus Yitzchak, and that's the mida of Yitzchak. In a very broad sense, if we're to look at understanding, anything that's not shalem is in flux. If something is in a non-stable position, it's going to move. Whether it's something on the side of a mountain, whether it's something with wobbly legs, whether it's an atom that's missing some electrons, the Bria is divided between that which is not in its final state and it's in unbalanced, and that will be in flux. If it's a chemical, it's going to go through some chemical reactions and process. If it's something in place, it's going to roll until it hits the most stable place fit, until it finds, quote unquote, its place. So menucha is something which is not just a mikra where I happen not to move. Let's give an example. I could be walking along the road and I stop to rest. That's not called menucha. It says I know nachti, but that's not my makom menucha. Menucha is something that I have found my stability. So as long as I'm traveling, even if I spend a week in a place or 2 weeks in a place, I still say I'm traveling. When I get home, I stop traveling. When anytime something is in transition and in flux means it hasn't found its final place yet. It's not in its place yet. When something it finds its place, it's benucha. So Avram and Yitzchak's midos are, so to speak, in some state of flux. Chesed in its own is not doing well. Gevura in its own doesn't do well. And the two midos together have a tug of war. And they're at loggerheads with each other, so we don't have a stable mahalach. Yaakov Avinu's midah is the midah of balancing out the different midos so that I get something that is in equilibrium. It has its mitzias, and this is what it is. That's called menucha, and that's why the aspect of Shabbos. So first of all, Shabbos in general is menucha, and that's why it's most shaykh to Yaakov Avinu, that we understand. But it specifically in the inyan of Shabbos is the fact that he has nachla b'loy mitzarim, nothing is keeping it in, he's able to spread out of nachla, and he was misakin eruv etchumin. In other words, kviyas makom is Yaakov's Milo. Until Yaakov, let's go back to the Faratzta example. Until Yaakov, each one staked out a piece of land, and that was the only land he could find stability in. He couldn't live any other place. There was no Yaakov Avinu, because he's the Yisrael of Menucha, so whatever land falls in, for us, the Yom of Kedma, Tzvayin Negva, means that you can safely and hold in a very stable way much land. You have a certain b'china of makom that allows you to be misparis and so on. So Yaakov's mida is a mida that allows for this in particular, for Shabbos, because Shabbos is a b'chinas menucha, and Yaakov is also a b'chinas menucha. V'lachein, he says, kol echad kima mitzvos horuyim l'fi midasei. I want to add one more nekuda to morale here. It's a drop misleading, because the word mitzvah means first and foremost a tzivui, something that I'm doing because I'm told to do. At Matan Torah, I did not have the ability to say, okay, this mitzvah suits me, this doesn't suit me. I'm a very learning type of person, so I'll take Talmud Torah. Davening doesn't cut it with me, so I'll skip davening. And chesed, I'd like to have just a half a mitzvah. Doesn't work like that. You're mitzvah. That's the whole mitzvah of it. So in the world of mitzvahs, in tzivuyim, what your particular inclination is really doesn't make a difference. And that's why the goyim are portrayed as rejecting the Torah based on the inclination. They said, you know, we're great with all the mitzvahs. Stealing is not the type of mitzvah that goes well with us. So the problem wasn't just they were rejecting stealing. The problem was they saw the world of mitzvahs as something that would fit them. And it's not like that. So the others before Matan Torah, They since mitzvahs didn't come with a tzivu no matter what, so the mitzvahs that were natural to them, the mitzvahs that fit, the ruchnis that fit with their midas, were the mitzvahs that were their mitzvahs. That was fine, but after Mount Torah, this couldn't happen. You can't have mitzvahs fit the person, because that's mafkia, the concept of a mitzvah. The minute we became mitzvah vayisa, it's finished. There's no ability for us to do any other things. Any questions?
No.
Well, okay. So, Freilich Hanukkah. Take care. Bye. Mm-hmm.